This article is brought to you by the best-selling Booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What gaps have you all got right about leadership messaging? What happened? Gap's CEO recently made a deliberate move to tie the brand's cultural identity to specific, measurable turnaround targets. Rather than speaking in vague terms about relevance and heritage, the CEO publicly connected emotional brand language to hard business outcomes. This is a notable shift from the usual corporate speak that plagues retail leadership communications. The communication angle. Most CEOs do one of two things when their company is struggling. They either go full numbers mode, drowning audiences in metrics with zero emotional pull, or they go full vision mode, painting dreamy pictures of a revitalized brand with nothing concrete underneath. Gap CEO did something rarer. They bridged both worlds in the same message. Here is what most leaders do wrong. They treat culture talk and business talk as separate conversations for separate audiences. The investor call gets the numbers. The brand campaign gets the feeling. The result is a company that sounds like it has multiple personalities, and nobody trusts the split message. What Gap CEO did instead was force these two things to coexist in the same sentence. Cultural relevance was not the destination. It was framed as the engine driving specific goals. That structure matters enormously. When you anchor an abstract idea cultural relevance to a concrete outcome turnaround targets, you give skeptics something to hold onto while keeping believers emotionally engaged. You're speaking to two audiences at once without alienating either one. The contrast becomes clearest when you compare this to how most retail CEOs communicate during a turnaround. Think about the typical script. We are returning to our roots while investing in the future. That sentence means nothing. It has no direction, no stakes, no accountability. Gap's approach flips this structure. Instead of using culture as decoration, it used culture as evidence. The message becomes here is where we stand in the culture, and here is exactly what that means for where we are going. That is a fundamentally more honest and more persuasive construction. The practical lesson for any leader is this: never let your vision float free. Every time you make a claim about what your organization stands for, attach it immediately to something that can be measured or observed. We believe in quality means nothing. We believe in quality, which is why our return rate has dropped 30%, means everything. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on anchoring your message covers how to pair emotional language with concrete proof so that neither element undermines the other. Most communicators treat proof and feeling as opposites. They are not. The leaders who move people and move markets are the ones who learn to deliver both in the same breath. The takeaway. Before your next leadership address or team meeting, write down your single biggest abstract claim: innovation, culture, trust, whatever word your organization loves. Then write one specific, verifiable fact that proves it. Lead with the fact. Let the abstract word follow. Never do it the other way around. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.